My soul magnified the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God.
Good
morning, everyone.
太古説第1週目第1聖書マシューさんが、希望の話をしてくださいました。皆さん覚えていますか？神様の愛と力を通して力強く成長するテサロニケ教会の若い信徒たちの姿を見て、神様がいかに私たちを力づけ、希望を抱いて見守ってくださっているかを、知ることができました。
On the first Sunday of Advent, if you remember, Matt spoke about hopeSeeing the young Christians of the church at Thessalonica thrive through God's love and God's power, we were able to see how God is empowering us and watching over us with hope.
第二聖日は、節子さんを通して平和の話を伺いました。陽子さんの人生を通して、キリストへの信頼と平和、聖霊にある交わりの豊かさを見ました。そして今、そうして引き継がれた節子さんと陽子さんの信仰も通して、神様がいかに誠実で恵み深いお方であるかを知ることができます。
On the second Sunday, we heard about peace through Setsuko-san's testimony. Through the life of her daughter Yoko, we could see how valuable the peace that comes through a trusting relationship with Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is for us. And now,Through the inheritance of faith being lived out by Setsuko-san and Ryoko, we know that God is true and full of grace, even today.
第三聖日は、マークさんとマユミさんを通して、喜びの話を伺いました。天使が羊飼いに伝えた全世界への喜びの訪れ、そして今日の聖書箇所にあるマリアとエリザベスの時を通しても、私たち教会家族に与えられる喜びという恵みについてお話ししてくださいました。リモートではなく、お二人と再会するときにはその喜びを分かち合えたらと思います。
Last Sunday for the third week, we heard a message about joy, thanks to Mark and Mayumi Hancock. The angels proclaimed the joy to the world as they announced to the shepherds what God was doing. A joy that we can receive as a church family even today.In the lection about Mary and Elizabeth's testimony. And we look forward to the day when we can share that joy together with the Hancocks in person.
そして、今日第4聖日である、今日はクリスマス前の最後の日曜日ということもありまし、ことでありまして、私たちは、私からは、愛の話をします。愛といっても今日は私とメアリーのクリスマスみたいなロマンス的な話ではありません。そうではなくて、私が話をするのは今日灯された光、神様の愛の話です。
So finally we come today to the fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday before Christmas. And our theme today and for this week is love. And though we're talking about love, the message today unfortunately is not going to be some kind of romance story with the title like Me and Mary's Christmas. Okay, I'm pretty hopeless.When it comes to knowing and telling stories about romance between men and women. But my wife thinks that Korean dramas on TV or reading Song of Solomon in scripture are good romance stories.
Romance を知りたい方は韓国ね、ドラマとか、ソロモンの、愛の歌とかをちゃんと読むといいらしい。
But the kind of love that I'm going to speak about today is the brightly shining light in our lives, the amazing love of God.
では、神様の愛とはどのようなものでしょうか。ヒントは乙女マリアとベツレヘムにあります。
So then what is the love of God? I think we find at least a hint through the young Virgin Mary and through the Judean town of Bethlehem.
では今日の話に入りましょう。私にはこんな経験があります。
So let's begin, and I'd like to start with an experience that I once had myself.
昔、私が水戸の町おこしのためのボランティアに参加していた時のことです。 年末の忘年会か何かの次だったのでしょうか。話の中で私がクリスチャンだということを知ると、娘の年配で社会的にも地位のある大人の方々に、あんた本気で少女が妊娠するって信じてんの？説明できるわけ？って、俺はそんなこと言ってる宗教は信じられないわって嘲笑されたことがありました。
Back around the first few years that I had moved to Mito, I began volunteering with a group in the community for a project to revitalize Mito City. I think we were having a year-end party and the conversation came up that I am a Christian. Some of the elderly wealthy socialites in the group sort of mocked me, saying, you really believe that a virgin can get pregnant? Can you explain that one? And then they followed by saying, I couldn't believe in a religion that makes that claim. And then they laughed at me some more.
当時は正直にまるでいきなり頬を叩かれて大笑いされたようで、非常に腹が立ちました。しかし今考えると、確かに少女が妊娠をするなんてことは人の歴史でただ一度だけのことであり、生物学的にはありえないことですから、神を知らない人からすれば実に正直で当たり前の返答であったんだなって今は思います。日本では道行く人の10人に聞けば10人がないと答えるはずです。
At the time I felt like someone had slapped me in the face and then laughed, and I felt kind of angry and defensive. But when I think about it now,It is true that only once in all of history has a virgin ever had an immaculate conception, which is biologically impossible to conceive of or explain. So for those who don't know and believe in God, it's an honest and understandable response that they gave. If you ask 10 people in Japan, statistically, all 10 would respond that same way.
2000年前のイスラエルでもそうでした。マリアは誰にも受け入れられませんでした。それは婚約相手のヨセフですらそうでした。マリアから話を聞いたヨセフは静かに婚約を解消し別れることを計画していたと、マタイの福音書にはあります。
But actually it was likely no different 2000 years ago in Israel either. Mary would have been rejected by everyone in her situation. Even her fiancé, Josephfound it difficult to accept Mary. The Gospel of Matthew says that Joseph, after hearing her explanation about her pregnancy, originally planned to break off the engagement with Mary secretly.
マリアは見つかりの知らせを聞いて、それを素直に恐れを持って受け入れることができました。しかしそれとともに生きていくことは容易なことではなかったんです。
Amazingly, Mary herself listened to the news of God's plan told to her by the angel Gabriel, and she accepted it obediently, with a desire to honor God. She even expressed gratitude, but the situation itself that she was put in personally still wouldn't have been easy for her to face and live through.
その男の子をお腹に授かったという事実は、それは聖霊様の働きであり、全知全能なる父なる神様の関与、奇跡だったからです。そしてその男の子はただの子ではなく神の子であり、罪と交わらない聖なる子でした。そしてその子に神はイエス、神は救うと名付けたのです。
The reason she conceived and was carrying that baby boy within her was the work of the Holy Spirit, a miraculous gift from our omniscient and omnipotent Father GodThat child was no regular child, but rather both the Son of God and God Himself, a holy child who had no sin. And it was to that child that God gave the name Jesus, or in the original Hebrew, Yeshua, which means God saves.
若いマリアはその御使いのお告げの意味を繰り返し反芻し、一人あったはずです。そして神様に受けたまだ見ぬ子供の誕生を思いに馳せつつも、さまざまな思いを胸にエリザベトの家へ歩みを進めたと思います。
The young Mary must have been alone, meditating repeatedly on the meaning of the angel's announcement while thinking about the birth of a yet unseen child that was given by God, and likely was filled with all kinds of thoughts and feelings that she wrestled with as she made the journey to see her relative, Elizabeth.
ここに私たちと同じ信仰の歩みを見ることができると思います。
Let me pause here and say that I think we can see in this story that we take the very same faith journey.
神様が私たちに関与するときに、というのは聖霊様が私たちに働かれるときに、私たちは信仰によって歩まなければなりません。信仰は見えるものによって歩むのではなく、見えない将来の希望に向かって、確信に向かって歩むものであると聖書にはあります。それは必ずしも周囲の人々に初めから理解されるものではないのと思います。
When God is working through us, when the Holy Spirit is moving within us, we must walk by faith. Scripture says that faith is not living by what we can see, know, and understand clearly, yet having conviction and certainty of the hopeful future that awaits because of God. But that is difficult or nearly impossible to accept or to do for those who don't start with a foundation of faith.
若いマリアは夢中だったと思います。もう何もなかったからです。お腹の子供がいても父親はいない。お腹の子供がいても子供を守り育てていくための知恵も手立てもない。自分はただのはしため、王宮の王女でもなければ都の貴女でもなく、神の子を授かる器としてはとてもとても不十分なのです。
For that young girl, Mary.It must have been disorienting and almost like a dream world because in reality, she had nothing. Though pregnant with a baby, there was no human father. No wisdom and life experience or any means for protecting and raising that child. And though she responds that she is a handmaiden or a servant of the Lord God, it's not like she lived in a great palace with a queen, but rather came from a humble lifestyle andlikely felt incredibly inadequate as an adolescent carrying the baby that was to be the Son of God.
しかし聖書では多くの人々がこの世にして選ばれています。羊飼いのダビデがそうです。親も目に留めなかった羊の世話をしていた少年がイスラエルの建国の王として選ばれました。臆病なギデオンが勇士と呼ばれ、獅子となり、ミディアンから人々を守りました。老年のサラとアブラハムが人々を救いへ導くための第一のイスラエル民族の祖として選ばれ、子を授かるということに相まりました。
The Bible is filled with stories of unlikely people whom God chose to accomplish his great purposes. The poor country bumpkin shepherd boy named David.He's one example. Even his own father didn't think of him or send for him from the fields where he was caring for the sheep when the prophet Samuel came calling and asking to see Jesse's sons. Yet he was the one that God chose to be the king of his people and to lead Israel in becoming a great nation. The scaredy cat, Gideon, is called out to be a great warrior and judge over the people.Helping to protect Israel from the invading nation of Midian. And the elderly childless couple, Sarah and Abraham, were called out to become the ancestors of the nation of Israel from whom the Savior of all people would come. And God did so by giving them a baby that they conceived by His grace.
神様の選びはどれも神様の力でしか成し得ない奇跡的な出来事ばかりです。
All of God's choices are in some way miraculous, so that it is clear that it is the work of God, and that it can be only accomplished by His power and by His will.
さて、二人はエリザベスが住んでいたというユダの里山、エレンカイムというのはブドウ園の泉という町にて、初めて出会うのですが、ナザレからその里山までの距離は150キロもの道のりで、その頃は自動車がないわけですから、マリアは歩いたわけです。今でいうと水戸から東京を越えて横浜へ行くぐらい の距離です。
Then if we look at today's passage for the message, Elizabeth and Mary meet in the town where Elizabeth and Zechariah lived in Judea. Scripture says it's a town in the hill country, and church tradition identifies that town to be Ayin Kerem, which means vineyard springs. For Mary, who lived in Nazareth up in northern Israel, she had to travel south, and it was a 150-kilometer journey. And remember, there are no cars in that time. So she made that journey by foot, which is a significant journey for a young woman who just became pregnant. To put it into context, that's further than the distance between Mito and Tokyo. So it would be like walking from Mito to Yokohama.
そしてやっとのことで到着し、共に顔を合わせたときに、いや、お互いの声を聞いただけで二人の間に平安と喜びが溢れ出しました。
And when she finally arrives at the home of her beloved relative and they see each other for the first time, well, actually, as they hear each other's voices call out to one another, they are filled with overflowing peace and joy.
奇跡を体験し、聖霊に導かれる二人が出会うときに、そこには神の国の自由が現れたのでした。お腹の子供は踊り、エリザベスはさらなる確信というのは、メシア救い主がお生まれになる、そういった確信へと変わったと思います。神様の力を、神様の愛を、神様の真実を初めて共有できた二人の口からは、自然と祈りと賛美が溢れていたのでした。
Both of these women have been called by God, and each one of them has their own miraculous experience. So that when the Holy Spirit leads them to meet one another, in that moment and in that space, they experience a deeper, most holy and good freedom that comes from the inbreaking kingdom of God. As Mark pointed out last week in his message, in the Japanese translation, it is told that the baby in Mary's and Elizabeth's womb dances. That's how it's expressed in Japanese.And she prophetically testifies that surely the Messiah, the Savior King, will be born because Mary is carrying him. Both women experience the work of the Holy Spirit through them to prophetically proclaim the power, the love, and the truth of God in the overflow of their prayers and their praise.
だから歌いました。はい。私の魂は主をあがめ。私の霊は救い主である神を喜び称えます。
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
そして二人はこの後もしばらくは共に過ごしました。やがれて生まれてくるそのお腹の子供たちのことを話したでしょう。二人の間にはいかに平和があったことでしょう。喜びがあったことでしょう。希望があったことでしょう。そしていかに愛があったことでしょう。全く違う二人です。全く違う二人です。一人は高齢な貴婦人で、もう一人は田舎娘です。それでもそこには神の約束への希望と感謝、今から生まれてくる子供たちへの愛、お互いへの愛があったことを確信します。
And then it says that these two women spent time together for about 3 months.Their conversation was likely filled with talking about the babies that they were carrying and with birth. And I imagine that they found God's peace in those shared moments together. And they were likely filled with joy as well. And most certainly they would have been firm in the hope that they had. And without a doubt, there was also love. They were two women in completely different circumstances. One,Elizabeth being an elderly woman, the wife of a priest, which means she would have had some kind of status in society. And the other one, Mary, a young girl who lived in the middle of nowhere. Yet they both shared the same assurance, the same conviction and certainty in the hope of God's promises. And they responded with gratitude, with expressions of love for each other and for the babies that they would birth and raise.
これは現在の私たち教会のようです。力ある創造主なる神の存在を認めないこの世界にあっても、なお教会は今日もその神様の その創造主なる神様の愛、イエス・キリストの真実、聖霊様を明かしします。
The same is true right now for us, for our church family. Though the world may not recognize or accept the mighty power of our Creator God, as a community of faith, we know and experience and can testify to the love of God, the truth found in the person of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
聖書は伝えます。
Several scriptures express it like this.
神はその一人子をお与えになったほどによう愛された。一人子を信じる者が一人も滅びないで永遠の命を得るためである。神が御子を世に遣わされたのは世を裁くためではなく、御子によって世が救われるためである。ヨハネの福音書3章16節17節。
The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God expressed his love for the world in this way. He gave his only son so that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Here's the point. God didn't send his son into the world to judge it. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction.
ヨハネの福音書14章16節17節。私は父にお願いしよう。父は別の弁護者を使わして、永遠にあなた方と一緒にいるようにしてくださる。この方は真理の霊である。世はこの霊を見ようともしないで受け入れることができない。しかしあなた方はこの霊を知っている。この霊があなた方と共にあり、これからもあなた方のうちにいるからである。
Gospel of John again, verses, or chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. I will ask the Father to send you another helper, the Spirit of Truth, who will remain constantly with you. The world does not recognize the Spirit of Truth because it does not know the Spirit and is unable to receive him. But you do know the Spirit because he lives with you and he will dwell in you.
ローマ人への手紙8章14節。神の御霊に導かれる人は皆神の子供です。
Romans chapter 8 verses 14. If the Spirit of God is leading you, then take comfort in knowing this. You are his children.
神を信じ、イエス・キリストを信じ、より頼む人々には神の御霊、聖霊様が送られるのです。そしてその御霊を通して私たちは神の子供とされるのです。
Those who believe in God, who believe in Jesus Christ, for those who ask will be given the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And it is through the Spirit that we are made children of God.
最後に今度のクリスマス、そのイエス様の誕生の記念とお祝いを迎えるにあたり、お腹の赤ん坊に目を向けてみましょう。
Finally, as we spend these last few days of this week to prepare for and to welcome the season of Christmas, the festive celebration of Jesus' birth, let's take a moment to focus on the baby in Mary's womb and in today's passage.
あなたは身ごもって男の子を産むが、その子をイエスと名付けなさい。
Verse 31. Listen, you are going to become pregnant.You will have a son, and you must name him Jesus.
キリストが生まれるにあたって、神はヘブライ語でその赤ん坊にヨシュア、主は救いと名付けました。
In the birth of the Christ child, God tells Mary through the angel that the baby is to be named Jesus, or Yeshua as it's pronounced in Hebrew, which is actually the same as the name in English we say Joshua.The name's meaning is the Lord is salvation, or more simply, God saves.
旧約聖書にモーセを引き継いだリーダーとして、イスラエルの民を約束の地まで導いた人物がいました。その方がヨシュアという人物でした。この方も同じ名前です。どうしてでしょうか?
The Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, tells of the story of Joshua, who carried the mantle of leadership after Moses.Who had given them the law, and it was he who led the Israelites into the promised land. And God gave the same name to this baby. Why? Why is that?
ヨハネの福音書14章1節から3節を見てみましょう。心を騒がせるな。神を信じなさい。そして私をも信じなさい。私の父の家には住むところがたくさんある。もしなければあなた方のために場所を用意しておくと言ったで、ごめんなさい、用意しに行くと言ったであろうが、行ってあなた方のために場所を用意したら戻ってきて、あなた方を私のもとに迎える。こうして私のいるところにあなた方もいることになる。
We can hear that promised land invitation in this, in Gospel of John 14, verses 1 through 3. Don't get lost in despair. Believe in God and keep on believing in me. My Father's home is designed to accommodate all of you. If there were not room for everyone, I would have told you that. I am going to make arrangements for your arrival. I will be there to greet you personally and welcome you home.Where we will be together.
ヨシアはエジプトの奴隷の身分からその解放を経験し、アラノを経てヨルダン川を渡り、約束の地では神の戦いに参加し、神に忠実であることを通して最後まで民を勝利へ導いた人物でした。
It's because Joshua experienced the freedom from slavery in EgyptJourneyed through the wilderness, crossed the Jordan River, entered into the promised land, and participated in the battle of God, leading the people to victory through being faithful to God.
イエス・キリスト、ヨシアも同じです。すべてを私たちのために行い、私たちを罪から自由にしてくださいました。そしてその名にある通り、近い将来、必ず約束の地へと導かれるということです。
The same is true of Jesus Christ, who proclaims that the Lord is salvation. Jesus has done everything for us, freeing us from sin, and as his name implies, he will surely lead us into the hopeful future of the promised land, that is, into the fullness of the kingdom of God to dwell with God for eternity.
また一方で、マタイの福音書2章6節では、ベツレヘムよ、あなたはユダの中で決して小さな町ではない。あなたから偉大な支配者が出て、私の国民イスラエルを治めるようになるからだ。
And it also says this in this scripture in Matthew chapter 2, verses 6. And it's found also in Micah 5 in our lection today. But you, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are no poor relation, for from your people will come a ruler who will be the shepherd.Of my people, Israel.
神はその赤子をエインカネム、日本語でブドウ園の泉というところでタイの中で育み、ベツレヘム、日本語でパンの家というところで誕生させるのです。そうです、赤ん坊なるこの時から裂かれるべきパン、私たちの罪を清めるために注がれる契約の地、ブドウ酒、そしてこの小さな赤ん坊を準備されていたのです。
God grows the baby in the womb at Ayin Kerem, the vineyard springs. And that baby is born in the ancestral town of Bethlehem, which in Hebrew means the house of bread. Can you see the spiritual significance? Yes, this baby was being prepared for his own calling as the bread which was broken for us.And as the fruit of the vine, the blood of the covenant, which was poured out to cleanse us of our sins.
神は一人子をはじめから本当に私たちを救うために世にお与えになられました。イエスはただの生贄ではありません。神と人との人に愛されて育ち、愛に満ち溢れていた傷のない強い人物でした。神の契約と意思とでも言いましょうか。これが神様の愛です。神様はそこまで降りてきてくださったんです。ご自分の命をないものとしてくださったんです。なぜかというと、それは私たちに命を与えるためです。
The beginning of creation, and he gives it to the world so that we might truly be saved. Jesus wasn't just any sacrifice. He was loved and raised both by God and by humans, and was filled to overflowing with love as the best, most powerful, and most perfect sacrifice for all time and for all people. He himself is the embodiment of God's love. We could say he is God's covenant love. God goes to that much effort that he incarnates himself in flesh as one of us and is born into this world to live with us. He empties himself and willingly submits and surrenders himself. Why? So that he could give us the gift of life.
私たちの務めは人を裁き罪に定める務めではなく福音を通して人々を義にする務めです。
Our work is not to judge people's sin and brokenness, but rather through the gospel at work and bringing the good news that people are justified through Christ and what he has done.
ヨシアとエリコの話をご存知でしょうか。ヨシアはエリコを攻めるときに神様が言った通りにしました。エリコの城壁の周りをこう6日間こう歌いながらこう祈りながら回ったんですね。そして7日目にはさらに7回回って最後にラッパを鳴らしたんです。そしたら自分たちの力じゃなくて神様の力で城壁が崩れたんですね。私たちも同じように歩めばいいんです。
In a sense, we can do what Joshua did, circling around the walls of Jericho, shouting, singing songs of praise, and praying one time for 6 days, and then doing that 7 times on the 7th day. And as the trumpets were blown, we can see God's power at work as the walls collapse before our eyes.
This は必ず勝利され、実際のところはもうすでに勝利されて、そして私たちの場所を準備して戻ってきてくださると聖書は約束しています。ですから今のこの恵みの日々を私たちは自分の好きなように肉の思うままに生きるんじゃなくて、そうではなくて聖霊様に従って歩んでいきましょう。そしてたとえ目の前の今城壁がないなって、中にいる人たちがうわ強い人たちだなって思ったと思っても、そうじゃなくて共に喜んで祈って励まし合いながら最後まで福音を述べ伝えていきましょう。
Jesus surely will have the victory. Well, actually, he already has sealed the deal. He is victorious. And Jesus welcomes us into the promised land. So in these last days of God's grace that we live, let's not waste them by living according to our desires, but be fully surrendered to the Holy Spirit and walk in obedience with Him. And no matter how high, no matter how strong our enemy, the devil, builds those walls, let's sing and dance with joy through prayer and encouragement of one another to proclaim the gospel of God's love through Jesus until the very end.
Hallelujah. 私たちの主イエスキリストに栄光がありますように。アーメン。
Hallelujah. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ, and all glory be given to God with thankful hearts.
我が主耶稣 我が主耶稣